Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of May 2016, and this is the 369th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's rather nice being here in front of, I was going to say the microphone, but really it's just the iPad, after a week of absence. It has been really lovely having all that time unplugged from the internet, and there was only one embarrassment of something missed. But all in all, looking at my emails for the first time today, I realise how few of them actually require attention, or urgent attention, I should say. So it's great to know that it's fine to not be available, in fact, not be available for a week or a little bit more than a week. And it has been a very spacious time, a gentle time, I suppose, because I haven't been doing the podcasts and I haven't been doing murmurs and I haven't been doing any email or any online work. That has removed quite a few things from my life. It's removed webinars and things as well as the actual work. So I've been left with a sort of a pottering time. I'm not sure whether pottering is the right thing to say, but my time has been unstructured. I feel as if I've been moving with the season rather than to any schedule, and part of that is because it's so dark now, we're so close to the shortest day, that my early morning walk would now be entirely in the dark, and I don't mind going in the dark for a little bit, but I don't really enjoy a two-hour walk in the dark, unless I'm going with a friend, in which case we can chat and that's fine. But an entire walk in the dark is just a bit odd, and not that I mind oddness, but it just doesn't give me the same sort of pleasure as walking in the daytime. So what I've been doing is going to the cafe and doing the quiz with my chums there, and then heading off for a walk after that, when the light is still really lovely because it's early morning. And it means that I get back probably mid-morning, and I've been writing after that. And I guess because I haven't been getting up quite so early, I find I can work until about 2 and then have lunch at 2. So it has been working really well. And I have found that I have just moved into writing from coming home from the walk, and that I've been working very happily on my novel, which, as you know, if you've been listening for some time, I have been quite stuck for quite a long time, and that I'm frequently stuck. So it's a really lovely thing to feel that I'm flowing a bit at the moment. But, you know, I'm not sure how long this way of working. I've been writing a lot by hand as well, and I have felt that the amount that I've been doing has been just right. I feel as if I've been sleeping and writing and drawing in just the right measures, and seeing people as well, which makes me wonder about my usual week and what I normally do and how I push myself to do those things. And if I feel as if I'm not doing enough, which is usually when I'm quite busy, I tend to just take on more stuff. So there's lots for me to think about now, about how I move into this week of replugging. I found today that apart from looking at the emails and responding to a couple, I haven't been on the internet at all. So it hasn't drawn me in yet. But we'll see how long that lasts. I'm sending you a photograph with this podcast of some ink caps. They're mushrooms that are often known as judges' wigs as well. Actually, they're called shaggy ink caps. And at a certain stage in their evolution, you can actually use the liquid that they produce to write with, but I haven't tried that out. I bought them at the market on Sunday, and the chap who was selling them was saying, you know, when you eat these, don't make sure you don't have any alcohol with them. And that didn't seem to be such a hardship for me. I don't really drink very much alcohol at all, maybe a glass of wine a month or something. So that didn't seem to be very problematic. But today, just before I decided I would cut them up and put them on toast, I thought I'd better check them out. And really, you're supposed to eat them when they're young, and also when really a few hours after they've been picked, because as soon as they have been picked, they start changing and preparing to spread their spores, and they change colour very quickly from pink to brown and then to deep black. And by the time they're black, they can be quite poisonous. And so when I looked at my mushrooms, I noticed that some of them were getting quite black. And I had this debate with myself about how safe it was to eat them. And I cut the blackest bits off, and I still cooked them and ate them, and they were very delicious. But I've spent most of the afternoon waiting to see whether I was going to keel over or not. And I do wonder why I was playing with danger like that. It would have been more sensible to just acknowledge that I should have eaten them straight away when I came home yesterday, and not take such a big risk with them. But I did, so I'm not sure what this playing with danger is. Anyway, I'm sure the danger time is over. And they were lovely, but it did remind me that with mushroom eating, you need to be a bit cautious. And I think I might mention to the chap who's selling them that he might need to up his warning with people, because not only shouldn't you drink alcohol with them, you're not supposed to have any alcohol for about 3 or 4 days afterwards. So I'm still here, and I'm recording this and hoping that you've had a fabulous week too. And if your week has been stressful, then I really hope that you can have an unplugged week, a spacious week this week or in the very near future. It is so easy to just keep going when it is better to stop or stop some aspects of what you're doing. Thank you very, very much for listening today and for hanging in there whilst I've been away. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.